I'm a longtime supporter. Love your news broadcast. I listened to the interview with Ken Starr this morning and was a little taken aback in that he referred to President Trump, but when he talked about President Clinton, he just kept calling him Bill. And then when he talked about Bill and Hillary, which would be, I think, a more appropriate reference would be either Senator Clinton or Secretary Clinton or former Senator Clinton or former Secretary Clinton, I just thought it was disrespectful.
Trucker Dave Ellis, hometown of Hammond, New York, regarding the anonymous letter received and printed by the New York Times. I don't understand the big double standard, because us poor common citizens, we have to sign our names to any letters that we hope will be printed in a local newspaper.
My name is John Fishback, and I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana. My comment is, I'm wondering why Naomi Osaka is always referred to as Japanese when her father is Haitian. Why is she not the first Haitian woman to win something?
Hi, this is JD, listening in Springfield, Massachusetts, and I would like to say thank you, WAMC, for Professor Nightingale and Best of Our Knowledge and Blair Horner. So anyhow, that's it for today. I really listened for quite a long while. Oh, yes, in the Media Project. Okay, thank you much, guys. Really appreciate it. And I appreciate the people who call in with such good questions, because I benefit from that also. Thank you.
Dee Condon in New Post, responding to a caller heard on Friday, September 7th, about Alan Shartok repeatedly criticizing Governor Cuomo. The caller stated some of the governor's many accomplishments. One not mentioned is that Cuomo has made New York one of the country's two states with comprehensive gun control.
Hello, my name is Claudia Callender of Troy, New York. I just want to say that I've always enjoyed listening to all of your programs, all of them. They've been wonderful, except for this afternoon. As I was driving, I heard someone who sounded like such an idiot, I couldn't figure out who. I even checked the channel on my radio dial to make sure I was on the right channel. And I listened to it to the end just so I could see who this person was that was talking. And it was a Fox personality who was speaking. Now, I'm not against having an opposite opinion or a conservative to come on. That's only fair. But please have someone that is intelligent and can speak intelligently instead of a fool like this.
This is Millie Wells in Bennington. Over here in Vermont, we got a whole month of absentee ballot voting before polls open. It's wonderful. Vermont takes care of its people. And in New York State, I couldn't believe it. 12 o'clock until the polls open. And no, I don't think you guys have any no absentee ballot voting as we do. That's it for me, and thank you.
Yeah, hi, Bob Cohen, Cambridge, New York. My comment was maybe WAMC could, in this election season, give reports on how much money is coming into the different campaigns from what donors, so we could get an idea as to who's paying for all the ads and the commercials on TV and radio and the campaign signs, and who's got a vested interest in who.